Our next act is Mark Stringer.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. So I'm just going to ask you before I start, what sort of jokes do you think I'm going to tell? Any suggestions?
Funny ones.
Thank you. That's nice. A vote of confidence there. You know when you breathe in and then you breathe out? That's all the relatable material I've got. Everybody comes up here and talks about being on dating apps. I'm 50 years old. I've never been swiped. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist, which I think in my case means I've been pushing very hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Now, before we go any further, I just want to talk about the elephant in the room. Is there not an elephant in the room? If there's not an elephant in the room, what the fuck happened in the gents? Something blocked the toilet, cracked the pot. There was this dent in the wall, like it had been hit by a trunk, and I swear I heard... Aah! Somebody needs to do Veganuary, I think. The elephant in the room that I want to talk about was Brexit. Yes, comedy god. I have a slightly unusual opinion about Brexit. Do you know who I feel sorry for? Sinn Féin. Right? I don't know if you remember, like in the 70s and 80s, Sinn Féin were totally badass, right? They were so badass they weren't allowed to talk on the telly. That's how scary they were, right? They blew shit up, and if they didn't like you, they came round your house in balaclavas and shot you, right? That's pretty badass, isn't it? I don't think they even make it into the top five nuttiest parties nowadays, right? I think they're just reduced to, like, stealing Plaid Cymru's dinner money. That's it. If you are what you eat, do you think Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? I sort of understand. I have a bit of sympathy with people who like were kind of enthusiastic about Brexit, voted for Brexit, because sometimes things seem like a good idea, but then they're not, right? I'll give you another example of something that seemed like a good idea, but then it just wasn't, right? I read a book on how to do oral sex, right? It's a real book, right? Look it up, right? It's called She Comes First, right? It's a real book. It's got a picture of a papaya on the front. I'm not making this shit up, it's true. And it has some very, very straightforward basic advice, right? Like, kind of like, cover the whole area. Don't just go for the top bit, right? See, technical. Just gonna cover the whole area. Slightly weirder advice, maintain eye contact. Some really, really, like, you might not have thought this, but apparently this is very important. Compliment the lady on the aroma. This is something you can be very worried about, right? Which just goes to show that in sex, as in comedy, timing is really important, right? Because if you do that on the Jubilee line, 9 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get funny looks, right? What was the other thing? Oh, yes, this is the weirdest thing, right? Put your teeth against the clitoris and hum, right? Okay, I'm going to try it, right? So, like, turn yourself into a human vibrator, right? Well, who doesn't want that, right? So you do this, like, okay, I'm going to put my teeth down there, like, keep the eye contact. You smell lovely, love. And then kind of hum. But, like, when you get down there, what are you going to hum? Nothing seems right. I went for the Dan Busters theme to you, right? Because I've got, like, things flapping behind me. And I'm going to... No, talk about, like, not going down well. Adds a whole new meaning to the term. Where are we? Oh, yes. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau says that man is born free, but everywhere he is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Burger King and Starbucks. I spent a lot of time in Starbucks behind somebody who's really, really, thanks, really, really concerned about what the alternative to milk options are, soy milk, nut milk. And they say that that's more natural and healthier, but I'm not sure. Do you know the kind of hormone regime you have to put cashew nut through to make it grow tits? Finally, just this thought. Is recycling a bit like sex? Nobody's sure they're doing it right. You suspect other people are doing it a lot more than you and better. You find yourself saying, is this wet? It's not really dry. Does that count as food? Am I going to have to separate this myself? It feels like a lot of effort. And sometimes you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it there. Thank you very much.
All right.
Whoa. Smart. Yes. Oh, yes, sure.
Okay, one more time for Mr. Marks. Edwin Notice for one of for our ads.